Welcome back to the Voice of Hope. I want to stop by this evening and I want to offer you a few words of encouragement. But before I begin, I want to start out with a beautiful song by Matthew West, Don't Stop Praying.
What's your impossible? I need a miracle. What's got you barely hanging by a single thread? What looks so hopeless now? What weighs down your heart without you? Beg for a breakthrough, but no sign of breakthrough yet. When you've cried and you've cried till your tears run dry, the answer won't come and you don't know why. And you wonder if you can bow your head even one more time. Don't stop praying. Don't stop calling on Jesus' name. Keep on pounding on heaven's door and let your knees well out the floor. Don't stop believing. Cause mountains move. Crushed in spirit, the Alpha and Omega knows how your story ends. You've cried and you've cried till your tears run dry. The answer won't come and you don't know why. And you wonder if you can bow your head even one more time.
Beautiful song. Just keep praying. Just keep praying. You know, that's the first time I heard that song tonight as I was studying in the Word. And I heard that song. You know, in my spirit, I was sensing, you know, so many of us out there are going through a lot of things, you know, that life can bring. Sometimes circumstances that we're not expecting. And when you're already battle weary, you know, you sometimes get burnt out. You You know, I'm sure there's a lot of you out there that feels that way, not just me. You know, you get burnt out of everything that's going on in your life, both physically and mentally. You know, when you've prayed and prayed about something that you've been praying for a long time, you know, and you still haven't got the answers, you know, just keep trusting. Just keep trusting God. I was thinking about that, you know, about trust. And of course, you know, I've quoted many times on the podcast one of my favorite scriptures, and there's lots of scriptures in the Bible that talks about trust. The one I lean on a lot is Proverbs 3:5, is trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. Right? Amen. And a lot of times it's the waiting. You know, I pray, God, teach me to trust. Teach me to be patient through the process of waiting. Teach me to love like you do, God. Teach me to respond like you do. Because lots of times when you're praying, you're waiting, and you are trusting God, that you're going to see your miracle, your breakthrough. Sometimes it feels like it may never come, right? And you just keep that faith. You keep praying. You keep asking God. You know, it says, you have not because you ask not in the scripture. You know, keep asking. Keep believing, like it says in Mark 23. Says, if you look, you ask that mountain to be moved and you have the faith as in the grain of a mustard seed, just that tiny mustard seed, it will be moved. It's keeping that faith as you trust. As you pray in faith, you have to have faith just to trust sometimes. And I think that's what I was really getting, is a lot of times we like to control the situation in some sort of way, or at least we think we are. You know, if we have all the plans in a row how to solve a problem, you know, we think that maybe that will remedy the situation. You know, whatever you may be going through in your life and what you may be praying for, God may be making you wait for a reason. You know, there may be a work that God's wanting to do in your life before He brings what you're praying for to fruition. You know, I've said a couple of times, you know, always remember, God is not speaking to us from where we're at right at this very moment. He's speaking to us to where we are going, because He knows the plans that He has for you in Jeremiah 29:11. For He knows the plans He has for you, plans to give you hope in a future, right? He knows what that future is. And He knows how you need to be prepared for your future and what's coming in your future. And I try to remember that. You know, many years ago when I prayed, it's been almost 20 years now. It'll be 19 years in August. I sat in a church in Orlando and prayed, Lord, all I want to do is spread hope to others. that whatever they may be going through, that they can make it, you know? Little did I know, you know, what I would go through in the years to come. But there's a process that God wants to take you through in order to bring you to that breakthrough, to that promised land. So just keep holding on. Just keep trusting it. I wanted to share with you the Jesus calling today. I found it so beautiful. It says, "Listen to the love song that I am continually singing to you. I take great delight in you. I rejoice over you with singing. The voices of the world are a canopy of chaos, pulling you this way and that way. Don't listen to those voices. Challenge them with my word. Learn to take many breaks from the world. Finding a place to be still in my presence and listen to my voice. There is immense hidden treasures to be found through listening to me. Though I pour out blessings upon you always, some of my richest blessings have to be actively sought." So true. "I love to reveal myself to you, and your seeking heart opens you up to receive more of my disclosure. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you." Amen, right? So true. There's a scripture here that's one of my favorites also. Zephaniah 3:17. It says that the Lord will sing over you with praises. You know, when you're going through a hard battle or tough times, you may feel all alone, but you're never alone. You know, the Lord is singing over you with praises. Just pray to Him continually. Worship with Him in your prayers. Trust Him and never stop believing that your breakthrough's coming, because it will come. Let me say a prayer for you before I end tonight. Heavenly Father, I wanted to come amongst everyone listening out there tonight, listening to the podcast, Lord, whatever they may be going through on their journey in life, Lord. I ask that you would strengthen them on their journey, Lord. I ask that you would give them courage to continue to move forward in whatever their life's journey has taken them on. Help them to move past any place in their life where they may have fear of the unknown. Let them have faith, Lord. If you're calling them to a higher place in you, if you're calling them to make changes in their life, sometimes those changes can be very, very scary. Give them that peace that where you're calling them to is far better than what they're leaving behind. And let them start to replace that fear with faith. Because we know in your word, you said in 2 Timothy 1:7, God did not give us that spirit of fear. He gives us power, love, and a sound mind. So we know that fear comes from the enemy. I pray that anyone out there who is in such a fearful anxiety state, they would begin to feel your love fall upon them, and they would begin to know that you're with them in this moment. Lord, I ask that you would give them wisdom, guidance, and let them feel your loving arms wrapped around them, holding them extra tight tonight. Let them feel you walking with them through this moment and every moment forward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And I wanted to share one more beautiful song with you. And I've been playing it a lot the past few weeks. And it's by Elevation Worship. Trust in God. Trust Him. He's got you. Keep trusting, keep praying, and never stop believing. And if no one has told you today, let me be the first. You are so loved. So wherever you're at in your part of the world, get out there today and spread some hope, spread some love. This world needs it now more than ever. Join me back here next week on The Voice of Hope. This is where hope happens. Much love to you all. God bless. Have a beautiful night or beautiful day whenever you listen. See you next time. Bye-bye.